If I am interested in fame, I tell the story. If I want justice, I say nothing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. If I am interested in fame, I tell the story. If I want justice, I say nothing. I woke up out of a sound sleep this morning, and several statements came to me. And this is the second statement that came to me. If I'm interested in fame, I tell the story. If I want justice, I say nothing. How often do we go around telling stories because we like to make ourselves look good? Because we like to make ourselves appear to be very wonderful and very fantastic? We go around doing these things when we are insecure within ourselves, when we are feeling that we are not worthy within ourselves. And this is a very strange and a very unnecessary thing for us to do, but we do it. Now, what makes it so important for us to do that? What makes it so important for us to go around telling stories? Well, we find that our own life is so insignificant that we have to make up stories. Now, I like the little story about the child coming in the house and saying, "Mama, Mama, Mama, there's a million people out there chasing me. They're all wanting to hurt me. Mama, help me, Mama." And so mother goes out and sees that two of the neighbor boys are waiting for her son, and they say, "He did this and he did that." And the mother says, "Just a minute, boys." And she goes in the house, closing the door, and she says to her son, "Now, son, did you do this and did you do that?" And he says, "Yeah." "Well, then, why are you doing that? Do you want them to not like you? Do you want them to be unhappy with you?" "No." "Well, why do you do it?" "Well, it just sounds like fun." "Well, son, it never is fun to go around and tell a false story just to get attention. So many people in life are doing things like that. They go around telling false stories just to get attention. And that's a need within them to be wanted and to be loved. Now, son, the world's not going to always love you. The world's not going to always be interested in what you're doing. But what the world is going to be interested in is that you are a loving person, that you are a gentle person, that you are a giving person. And that is the kind of fame that is more important than all the stories that you tell and all the thousands and millions of people who are chasing you or who are after you. Now, let's go out and talk to the boys." And so the mother takes her son and they go out and talk to the boys. And the boys say, "Well, we didn't do nothing, but he did this and he did that." And the mother says to her son, "Son, what do you have to say about that?" And the boy says, "Yes, I did. I'm sorry." And the other boys say, "Oh, okay. Okay, come on, let's go play." You see, they just wanted justice. They just wanted everything to be in balance. They didn't want people to have to say tales and say things that were not so just to get attention. If I'm interested in fame, I tell the story. And the fame is oftentimes short-lived. But if I want justice, I say nothing. And so, when something is going wrong for us, something is out of line, something is harmonious in our life, we stop saying the negative things. We stop trying to make ourselves sound good and wonderful. We stop trying to have the world be different for us. And we just look at the world and see it as a loving, wonderful, gentle place. And as we see the world as a wonderful, loving, gentle place, then we don't have to tell tales. We don't have to say that we'll do something and we don't do it. We don't have to do anything. You see, we don't even have to tell the story. We Just find that all is in balance and justice is done. What is justice? Justice is whatever attention is needed, or whatever attention is right, and whatever attention is honorable, and whatever attention is good. So, if we will place in our mind what it is that our values are, we'll find that instead of going around looking for attention, looking for fame, that we'll go around just being a loving center. And in being a loving center, we'll get attention. And in being a loving center, we will have all that is pure and right and good for us. We will have justice in our life, because it will be based upon that which is true, and that which is lovely, and that which is wonderful. So, think on these things, and as you think on these things, enjoy them. If I'm interested in fame, I tell the story and make up stories. But if I want justice, I say nothing, and I just go around being the loving, joyful, wonderful, fantastic being that I am. Is this what you're ready for? It's what I'm ready for. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.